Wisdom is something that we all would love to have. I don't know a single person who, if asked, wouldn't want to be wise. But I wonder how high a priority it is on our list of desires. I wonder whether we actually yearn for wisdom. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today we're going to be chatting about our desire, your desire, for wisdom, God's wisdom. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special resource that I'd love to send you to help you lay hold of the wisdom that you need to deal with the things in your life, the things that are beyond you. Wisdom is something that I think we all desire. I mean, I don't know anyone on this planet who, if asked, wouldn't want to be wise. But I wonder just how high it is on our list of priorities, on our list of wants and desires. See, we long after different things in our lives. Sometimes we yearn for love, acceptance, companionship. Other times, it might be something more basic like enough food to eat. There are plenty of people on this earth who simply don't have the basics, food, clean water, and shelter. But in affluent places, we yearn frankly for silly thing. A new pet dog, nice, but not essential. The latest hairstyle, the latest fashion accessory, a new dress in this season's colours, a new car, shiny and bright, just like the one on the TV advertisement. Right now, given what's going on in your life, what are you yearning for? What's the object of longing that's dominating your heart and your mind right at this moment? Does godly wisdom even feature in, say, your top three desires? If you're like most people, the answer is probably not. When Solomon, the son of King David, was still a young man, he became the king of Israel. What a huge responsibility, ruling a country that young, that immature, with so little experience. He knew it was way beyond him, just like many of the things that you and I confront in life are beyond us. One night he had a dream, and in that dream God said to him, "Ask what I should give you," 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. I wonder, if God appeared to you and me in a dream one night and said that to us, what would we ask for? Well, here's what Solomon asked for. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?" And then we're told in the very next verse, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked for, both riches and honor all of your life. No other king shall compare with you." 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 10 to 13. So, asking for wisdom, it seems, asking unselfishly for the right thing, is an act that pleases God and releases great blessing into our lives. Just imagine what your life would look like if you yearned for the wisdom of God. Imagine what your life would look like if, like King Solomon, you petitioned God for the wisdom to do the things that he has set before you. The things that in your heart of hearts you know are way beyond you. It would please the Lord no end. It would bring you rewards that go way beyond anything you could ever have imagined. When we ask God for wisdom, we're asking him for something that's not so much about us as it is about serving him and other people. Think about the things that you need wisdom for in your life right at the moment. What are the things that are going on in your relationships that are beyond you? What are the decisions you need to make that are going to have an impact on your life and perhaps the lives of others that you're just not sure about? The young and inexperienced King Solomon wanted wisdom to govern God's people. So when he asked God for an understanding and discerning mind instead of wealth or honor as a king, the longing of his heart was for his people, not for himself. He could have asked for great riches and honor, but instead he asked for wisdom. You know what I think? I think that all too often we ask God for things that are about us, our needs, our desires, Now, just as Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, there's nothing wrong with asking God to meet our needs. But if that's all we ask of him, then it's a pretty selfish little prayer life that we're having, isn't it? It's a pretty narrow life that we end up leading. Imagine if you could see your problems through God's eyes. Imagine if you could see your circumstances, the decisions that you need to make, through God's eyes. Imagine if you could stand on heaven's balcony and see the view from there. I think that's what wisdom is. God's wisdom gives us a completely different perspective. God's wisdom helps us see the big picture rather than our own little narrow circumstances. 1,000 or so years after Solomon, the Apostle Paul found himself in a Roman dungeon, chained to a guard on death row. Imagine how easy it would have been for him to have a narrow view of his circumstances, but again, he was able to write this, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, there's a man filled with the wisdom of God. There's a man who can see his dire circumstances from the vantage point of heaven's balcony. Back to you, back to your life, your dilemmas, your decisions, the things that are before you that you know are way beyond you, the struggles, the hurts, the situation that's confusing you and confounding you at the moment. Your God wants to show you the big picture. Your God wants to put his arm around you and show you the view from heaven's balcony. Now, sure, he may not show you the whole picture, but if you'll just ask him for his wisdom, it will please his Father's heart, and he will show you just enough to get you through. Just today, I opened God's Word as I do almost every morning. I'm reading through the Psalms at the moment. There are 150 of them. Today I was up to Psalm 91. I've had a pretty rough travel schedule over the past few weeks. I've had a pinched nerve in my neck. I was tired and sore, and you know it as well as I do. When you're physically down, you can be emotionally down too. This is what I read, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. That psalm was just the wisdom, just the encouragement, just the comfort, the heavenly perspective that I needed today. That psalm is why, right now, I'm full of the joy of the Lord, which, by the way, is my strength. In my life, I've come to yearn for the wisdom of God. There are so many things that God sets before me that are way beyond my ability to figure them out. There are problems that come along, challenges, things that I wish I could figure out for myself, but I just can't. So I pray. I read God's Word every day, and somehow, I can't explain exactly how. I can't give you a formula. God gives me the wisdom I need, because he knows that I long for his wisdom. He knows that I long to see his kingdom come, his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Sometimes he brings along someone with a brilliant idea that I would never have had on my own. Sometimes his word just leaps off the page and gives me the answer I was looking for. And sometimes he nudges me in this direction or that. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, when we yearn for God's wisdom, when we long to hear him speak, when we go to him as Solomon did and ask for wisdom and discernment, it brings joy to his heart and he pours it out on us just like we asked. It's who he is. It's how it works. God's Word is such a powerful thing, which is why here at Christianity Works, we've just published a life application booklet called Wisdom to Transform Your Life. And right now, I'd love to send you a free copy. Just go to ChristianityWorks.com to request yours. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. It's that easy. And while you're there, don't forget that there are so many other free resources available, like Christianity Works TV. You can watch this teaching on our weekly TV broadcast. And of course, you can have instant access to Fresh, the free Christianity Works e-devotional. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your inbox each day. It's all about helping you live every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. But back to that free booklet again. It's called Wisdom to Transform Your Life, and the web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond, And I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.